Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have come to the time, Lord Jesus, to hear from you. Lord, may you be the one that will be speaking to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, may your word wrought miracles in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. May you open our eyes to see you tonight and open our hearts to receive you. For we ask this is in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Shall open our Bible to the book of Matthew chapter 2. Once again, you all are welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 2, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 2. As usual, Matthew is New Testament, not old. Hallelujah. Amen. Book of Matthew, you find it in the New Testament. Are we there? Start from verse 1. Maybe we read 1, 2. When we get home, we can take up the remaining verses of this that same chapter. I read in the name of the Lord. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his stars in the east, and we have come to worship him." Lord, add his blessings to the reading of his holy word. Shall we be seated while the men stand it? Once again, you all are welcome in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a privilege again to stand before you. Also a great privilege to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Now tonight, without wasting much of our time, just want to go through this message put by our prophet, his wonders to perform. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is wonder what? To perform. Now, from where we read tonight, the prophet said this altogether. This is altogether a very odd and peculiar test. Amen. It seemed like it would be a Christmas test. But anything in the Bible is God's word. And God does things peculiar. You hear a prophet? Brother Brown said, our God does his word peculiar. Hallelujah. When he will do his work, every eye will see that this is the handwork of the Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Say, God does things peculiar. He works in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. Now, the prophet said, you catch that? That God works in a mysterious way. His wonder to perform. He said, did you catch that? How he works in a mysterious way. His wonders to perform. That is God we are serving. Amen. He said, I just love that. Brother Abraham is still commenting on this same way. That our God that we are serving tonight, he was in a mysterious way, his wonders word to perform. You know, you might not understand what you are talking about until you have seen the wonders of the Lord. And I believe none of us here will tell us that you have not seen the wonders of the Lord. If you have not seen, I will tell you I have seen the wonders of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And if you have not seen any, I believe tonight you are going to see one. Yeah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Because Brother Brown said it is what you are expecting that you are going to receive. He said like a Mary of old. When the scriptures was read, the rabbis has emphasized on the prophecy that Isaiah the prophet gave. He said, Sister Mary, or Mary was meditating on that. And Brother Brown said it was confirmed to her. Hallelujah. By the angel, by telling her that he is going to have a son. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So our prophet is telling us tonight here, blessed be God, that our God that we are serving tonight, he was in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he said, oh, I just love that. And now that he does things in such a way, sometimes that it absolutely cannot be word explained. That the working of our God, sometimes you can't explain it. Amen. And that's why we are told that we are not called to understand our God. You can never understand God. We are told to come and believe our God. We are told to come and have faith in our God. Brother Brown said, when God reveals things to you, you want to understand it. But by the time you understand the working of the Lord, he said it's no longer being faith to you. He said you will now be going with what? Understanding. And the prophet said, God does not want you and I to go with understanding. He said he wants us to go with faith that everything will work out good for you and for I. Blessed be God. Amen and amen. You love the Lord? Amen and amen. Now in a message, let's see the wonders of the Lord as we try to lay our foundation tonight. In a message, God and his people, I think that should be paragraph 7. You can give it to us on board, possibly. God and his people, paragraph 7. And that should be the only message. God and his people, paragraph 7. I read. Listen. Message, God and his people, paragraph 7. Let me read the quote. You love them quotes? Amen. Listen to the prophet. I like listening to the prophet. Amen. Amen. Now listen. Brahma was not speaking here. Amen. Brahma was talking about his own brother. Amen. I was sick. And the doctor have concluded that for this one, nothing for him again in life. Totally right off. Amen. Listen. And that his mother has to stand undertaking that if anything happened, she will be responsible. Amen. Because he had to stand undertaking that I'm taking my boy home. On our way home, anything happened to this boy, I am responsible. That is in a message, God in his people. Paragraph. Let's start from paragraph 13. Oh, coming. Okay, paragraph 13b. Now, here is the way we do. We come down. My brother in the flesh, he just come back out of the Navy, spent 4 years in the World War II, and was laid up to be a perfect, total, disabled the rest of his life. You hear the language? We should repeat it again. He was laying up to be, he said, spent 4 years in the World War II, and he was laid up to be a perfect, look at that word, perfect, total, disabled the rest of his life. Never to move from a chair. Sitting out from New York, there on one of the Long Island hospital, one of the best doctors in the United States. Navy have said, you are finished for life. I'm not forced in that condition. Church. And even if we are in that condition, amen, according to tonight's text, it said our God was in a mysterious way, is wonder word to perform. Even if you are in that critical condition. But I believe tonight, none of us is in that condition tonight. And we do hear people saying, it is not all over on this world, all over. On this world? It is over. The problem we are having amongst us is that many of us will have faith in this world. That is our problem. Now, let me tell us tonight that Brother Brown said there's nothing out of kata. That God is in control. Brother Brown said, this age that we are living in, if the hand must move, if the hand is ordained to move, he said the hand will move. Don't allow nobody to push you. Hallelujah. I said tonight again, we should never allow anybody to want to push us. What God has ordained for you, what God has ordained for me, it can't pass me by, it can't pass you by. All we need to do is to stand still so that we can see what the glory of our God that we are serving. This young man, totally disabled, he said perfect. Is there any other word to qualify perfect? You see, Dylan, is total, perfect, totally what? Disabled. So you can use another word. All the rest of his life. That means this young man is to be on that chair all the days of his word, of his life. If he wants to take his bait, somebody must come there to beat him. If he wants to eat, they will feed him right there. If you want to do whatever, is right there on that seat. If ever he will marry, if he has not married, he will marry on that seat. Wedding, no. Hallelujah. If you want to do his wedding, now on that seat, they will roll and carry on with that seat, come utter. A jokumbe, a majideo. That's what Satan has spoken. But say, along with somebody, say, along with talk about that. Has God said that? When God has not spoken, now we should never listen to the third party or second party voice as a Christian. Especially these days that we are living in. Amen? No, I'm beginning to feel happy when I see the word of our God in this day we are living in coming to pass. He has told us in his word, thousand on our right hand, thousand on our this. He said, with our eyes, we see the punishment, the reward of the wicked one, it will not come near us. We are not glorying over those things, but that's the word. We have no choice than to want to support the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's continue. Listen to the prophet. Totally what? Disabled. Never to move from New York. They are one of the Long Island Hospital. One of the best doctors in the United States. Navy have said you are finished for life. You will lay there. You can never get away from there. I just wonder the kind of who will, how they constructed this English, this whatever, and stand with their word, with their stamp. And they will hand over to him. So sure, certain. It can't be altered. Because he's one of the best medical doctors in the United States. When we hear anything from the United States, all of us will be jittering. Is the United States, is it the heaven? Is it the word? Is it the Holy Ghost? You are finished. The three valves of his heart was closed. With what? Okay, multiple fevers. Yeah. He was shocked, sheer shock, from went into Casablanca. The third of the cover was torn up. And he was laying there screaming at the top of his voice. When he could no longer scream, he couldn't scream and cry for mother and me. And mother has signed a relief to get him, to get them to send him home. And she will be responsible if he die on the road home. What an inspiration. You might be wondering what inspired this woman to sign this undertaking. You might be saying that is Brother Bram's own, whatever might have happened in his own maybe home. I will tell you what I experienced last week here. Church, you are not the one helping yourself. God is not helping us. Let me go further. You are not the one that brought yourself to church this evening. Now God bring you come here. You might be thinking that you are the one that brought yourself here. I will tell you tonight that you are not the one, because the scripture said, a foot of a righteous man, a step of a righteous man is what? Order of the Lord. So that means tonight, you are so blessed tonight for God to order your steps to come to his word, to his house. Yeah. And I believe also tonight, the reason that God has ordered you to come here, definitely you are going to receive it tonight. Sure. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now let's read the word. You like the word? I like the word. Now listen. Amen? Listen to the prophet. It's an undertaking that whatever happened, I will be responsible. And when he got home, he said, all I want to see, man, I love this gallant man. That means this man is not included in a certain group of people, which I will mention the group of people as we progress in this sermon. He said, and when he got home, he said, all I want to see is my brother to pass by me. He never said Brabra should pray for him. Oh, I love this young guy. He wasn't included in the group of people that said a prophet without honor in his own world, town. Because the scripture said Jesus could help no, he could do nothing in Nazareth, Nazareth because what of their word? Unbelief. Because they know him. Many of us are in that same condition. Isn't that Brother Felicia? We knew when he started. I know in and out of that car where they drive now. Isn't that Brother Joseph? Babalala. He went for that be roving evangelist. You can take one of one. You take us one after the other and diagnose and assert us. But in this brother's own case, it wasn't like that. He never said this is the flesh, maybe this, we are born of the same father, we are born of the same mother. I remember when we used to draft food in the. He has seen the glory of the Lord. He has seen the power of God. He has seen the hands of the Lord in the life of this prophet messenger of these days. All I needed, all I want, not for you to pray for me. Not to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Brown said that is the word, that's the nature of the Gentile. We are not meant to wait for to lay hand upon. It's to speak that word. That word. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the characteristics of the Gentile bride. Amen. Because we are the word bride. Yours is just to speak it when you speak the word. There's something that will take place in your body. Let me go for that. I wasn't at home yesterday. Although, let me say, I was specially at home yesterday. Now, the wife was to go somewhere at the evening hour. When I entered in, it was just shaking. No one of you have minute. I hardly have emotion. I just look. He said, I can't do it. I want to vomit. I look. I said, okay, what I wanted to do, you go and do it for me. Amen. Let me tell you also something. Don't think that these little ones are not catching this vision, though. Don't underrate these little boys and girls we have in the church now. I began to change my thought towards this young generation. The message that was preached last Sunday, I was surprised for my boy to just, as he was coming from the affliction house, he hung it on his neck, he was playing. I said, which day this boy don't talk to a security man? As he was going, the light touch was just shining. I just keep quiet. After everything he said that, I said, yes. He said, the sermon that was preached in the church, it was wonderful. I recorded it for you to listen to it. I said, this boy don't catch vision. My own boy records sermon for me to for me to listen to. I said, okay, no problem. Bring the sermon. Let me listen to sermon. So I slot in the CD. I listened to the sermon. I listened to everything that was spoken. I said, it was a wonderful message. People enjoy last Sunday. Yes, I wish I was here last Sunday. I wish I was here last Sunday. Well, anyhow, bless the name of the Lord. Now, yesterday, when the thing was so much upon the wife, he says, Zion, let me have that tape and put any of the message for me. She put in Brabram's message, my life story. When Brabram said, if you have a handkerchief, speak the word. Brabara never appeared from the whatever you call and lay hand on the wife. She was just following the instruction of the word. Let me tell you, let him out of history. Our God is not a historical God. Now remember, I told us sometime ago when I preached the greatest and the chief of all demons that we have two teams of campaign. And I told us when we are singing it, or we are saying, we should say with everything that's in us. I said, one of them is only belief, all things are world possible. Yeah. I told her, that's the theme of our campaign, that's our slogan. And I said, second one is, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Yeah. That means what Jesus have done yesterday, is doing today, and is doing what do tomorrow. Yeah. Brother Brown said, if you have an handkerchief, the woman said, give me an handkerchief. This is a sickness that we have treated time without number. I almost told the nurse, as I was leaving, you go and run a test. So that I know actually what is wrong. She said, no, she doesn't want a test. Let's see what God will do. He was nodding her head, say, no worry. If not, devil, I will know. No, sir. So she was not listening to the instruction of the tape. He said, before you notice it, he said, sweating. As she was sweating, the dizziness and the whatever that was on her was, started what? Disappearing. And The nurse that left her in a critical condition, when the nurse came back with the drugs and with whatever, drips and whatever, he said, "Yeah, pastor, close it." He said, "Nah, God." He said, "I know." He said, "This thing you brought now, I don't need them any longer. Although I will not ask you to return them because you have bought them with money. It will be sour for you to return them back. Keep them there. I'm not going to use them again." And as I'm telling you, tonight is perfectly what? In order. What are you talking about? Let me tell you tonight, I don't know of you, to me, I am more than this Pentecostal Douglas. I don't measure whether you are writing, I don't care. What I know that I am not serving God that I don't know. I am serving God that's in my heart. And the God I'm serving tonight, I know where he's sleeping. Where God is tonight, I know him. Amen. Church, I say where God is sleeping. If God is sleeping tonight as we are speaking now, I know where he's sleeping. And if I want to wake him up, I know how to wake him up. Hallelujah. Because to all the secrets of the Lord are been given. Do you know what it is to be a bride to somebody? To be a wife to somebody, to be a man? You better start changing your understanding. Look at this young man. All I want is that my brother should just pass by me. And know what Abraham said, if your request is a worthy one, you have a worthy request. Amen. A request that will give glory to God. A request that will praise the name of the Lord. Oh man. And as I know that this young man is never a coward Christian. Brother said, God does not like using a coward man. He said, a coward Christian is a Christian that when God does something for you, you'll be afraid to testify to the glory of the Lord. He said, a coward Christian is a Christian that when he sins against the Lord, he will run away from the presence of the Lord. Brother said, God is a Christian that is bold, that is willing to testify, that even when he made a mistake, he's willing to come back and make it right with God. You love the Lord? You love this God you are serving? Listen. And he said, all I want is to see my brother to pass by me. Here he is. Perfect. Hurt. Instead of returning to Lord, he wanted to go otherwise, but God still called him back. But what we are instructed is in this, that the man that was totally right off, that daughter said he can no longer make any world improvement in his life. Tonight, as Baba was speaking, is perfect in head. Our God works in a mysterious way. His wonders to world perform. Put yourself in the picture. I say, put yourself in the picture. I don't know what you are facing tonight, but this same God that we are serving, who have done this in the past, is doing it tonight. He will do it in time to come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, amen. And again, we wonder in the scripture where it is written, all things work together for good to them that love God. And many times, when maybe the lattice of his correction is laying upon us, we wonder how that it will be working for the good. But after all, they will look back and praise him for his word and praise him for it. And praise him because he knows. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, we are coming to a point, Church of the Most High God, that your feeling, my feeling, will be zero level. You have, you don't have, no shaking. And that's what Brother Brown said in the message, Position in Christ. He said, when God called man, God called woman, and God have ordained you, hallelujah, and ordained you, and he will come to a time, he wants to put it in his own service, Brother Brown said, it will not be Reverend Father or Presbyterian that will lay hand on you to anoint you. He said, it will be God instead that will lay hand on you and anoint you to put in his service. And Brother said, when God anoints you and put in his service, there's no demon in hell that can upset you. Not even sickness. Not even frustration. Not disappointment can frustrate you. He can't accept you. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember, I told you the story of Branham's daughter. I decided he had a growth in her womb. And they took her to every medical whatever. It was proven that thing was there. And the bride said, the envelope or the letter they gave to him concerning the head of her daughter, hallelujah, he just keep it under the altar. He said, God, not be me to write this letter to. Now you the kosi, kofun, you put on there. See, they continue their family and worship of the Lord. He said, one day, his daughter would wake up in the night. He went to her mother. He said, Mom, I want to baptize. He said, I'll not be your pastor. Go and meet your pastor. Go and tell him that you want to baptize. He went to the pastor. He said, Pastor, I want to baptize. Pastor said, I hope nobody is pushing you. He said, no, I'm convinced to go for water baptism. He said, no problem. And the pastor said, they went for water baptism. He said, after the water baptism, he said, let us went back again, go back again for the medical checkup to know your health status. And when they got there, every growth, everything disappeared. You call him a historical God? You call him a historical God? Do you know the God you are serving? We are laying the foundation. No, I like to tell us that we are laying the foundation. Now listen. Have you ever read the book of 2 Kings chapter 6? Verse 1 to 17? How a house was borrowed. In the presence of using it, it fell into the river. And they cried out, alas, it was word borrowed. Did he alarm Elijah?
No.
Elijah was not bothered. Because he knows that the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. He knows that when things go wrong, our God will make it right. He said, show me where he fall put. And they showed him. He said, he caught the stick. Does he have any relationship? He never said somebody should jump into the river and bring it up. He never used magnet to bring him up. No. What correlation has the stick and iron? In fact, if the stick should meet the iron, it will push him further. Hallelujah. But immediately Elijah dropped it there. Let me tell us, that's how I always tell us, don't play with the prophet messenger. Don't dare play with them at all. Don't compare yourself with them at all. Because they are specially selected. Hallelujah. Ordained. Amen. 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 Ordained. Don't put your leg in their shoe. If you say follow, follow. If you say stop, stop. And it's true there. We are told that house, it float. It beat gravitational what? Law. Hallelujah. And when the story went further, we are told that the king of Assyria was now trying to plot against the king of Israel. And anything they are discussing, Elisha is telling it to their king, to his king. And said, who is against us? Who is for us in this kingdom? That telleth the king of Israel our matter here. He said, let me tell you, there's a man called Elisha there. Even in your inner chamber, in your bedroom, wait till they talk, you know him, you tell him. So church, why should you be afraid? Why should the church of the Most High God should be afraid? The secret of the devil, whatever is planning against us tonight, the Lord knows it. And the Lord is not unmindful of first church of the Most High God to allow the counsel of the wicked one to come to pass upon our life. If anything happened to us as a child of living God, it is not to our own detriment, it is to the detriment of the Lord. And God cannot be standing and allow the devil to reproach him. Our revelation as a Christian should come to that level. That God will never stand still and allow the devil to reproach him. No wonder David of old said, Lord, not allow me to go hunger. So that I will not go and steal and profane your name. Neither should you allow me to go and steal what? And what? People will also be mocking you. So give me something that is convenient for me. Hallelujah. And look at church of the Most High God. When they sent forth armies to surrender the camp of what? Elisha. We are told that according to the scripture, fear gripped the servant of Elisha. He said, God, say, why are you afraid? Boy, why are you afraid? The people that are with us. Tonight, church, the people that are with you are more in number than the people that are against us. It is written in the word. Definitely they will gather together. But being that the God is not of the Lord, he said for our sake they will fall. Sickness will fall. Poverty will fall. Failure will fall. Barrenness will fall. Death has fallen already. So well, church, you see that is the working of our God. Amen. He said they will come in like a flood though. But the Spirit of the Lord will raise up what? A standard. You say standard, I mean a standard. Let me tell you another story tonight. Because you know we are on a subject, it's wonder to perform. It works in a mysterious way. Now listen, Church of the Most High God. This one will be said, they say, this is what, as Brahman, I will say, ready? That old testimony, no matter they hear that one. Now listen, I was preparing to, the burial we went for, actually I wanted to do the burial about 2 weeks ago. So that we can just round them up with the program I have over there in Benin. But I never knew that God was in it all. It was just God's special grace. So they scheduled the burial before the time for the meeting. Well, I said, no problem. Because I was thinking, how will I go to Benin and go back the next week? And then I said, well, the strength of the Lord is there. I will be able to make it. Now, that was the Thursday before I traveled. My plan was that I would travel on Thursday. Because this Benin of the road, you can't predict the road. Many times when we have a meeting, maybe in the eastern side, if you are not careful, you miss either evening service because of the hold up there. So I planned that my movement will be on Thursday to the last, also to meet with other brethren that I have something to discuss. Amen? So that was my plan. So on Thursday, I went to office. When I came back, the wife said, please, I should help her to do some certain things. It's like she just turned, all the plan I had. I said, no problem, I will help you. Let me shift my movement to Friday. And on Friday, I made up my mind, I'm going to leave very early in the morning so that I can meet up. When I came back in the evening hour, I was to go out. I look at my girl's eyes, the way she coughed, the senior one. I said, girl, you are coughing. He said, daddy, yes. I said, you didn't tell anybody. He said, nah, man, nothing. I said, don't tell me it's a man, nothing. Cough, nah, cough. And moreover, your eyes is red. That means something, you are suffering from something, you're afraid to talk. Now, I will call for our nurse so they come and treat you. He said, no, it's a minor case. You know, see all this young generation, chocolate and Indomie noodle. They don't like anything bitter. Amen? I'm not going to die tonight. Hallelujah. He said, no, I'm okay. I said, don't tell me you're okay. Then when I came back in the evening hour, I called a wife. I said, wife, let's call a nurse for this sister. He said, is she a small girl? I think in the time gone by, our mother was under 16 when they got married. I said, that one at that time moved. This is another journey. I said, okay, no problem. I went to my room. I slept off. I don't know that. I just slept off. Before I went to bedroom, to my bed, I was charging my pad against Friday meeting. I said, because anything can happen. So I remember that she has something to do with school. I said, okay, girl, is your phone charged? He said, dad, no. I said, okay, remove my pad. I give you that privilege tonight. Remove my pad. Go and change your phone so that you can connect with your school to know what's going on. He said, that one she will do. So I don't know whether we'll have family altar that night too. I don't know. When I wake up, I ask them whether we'll pray. They say, that we'll pray. I said, we'll pray. I said, dad, now you pray. I said, me, I don't know. To tell you the level I was. I said, we'll pray. We read the Bible. He said, dad, we read the Bible. You prayed. Me, for this hour, he said, yes. It's okay, no problem. Thank God, I said, we'll pray. Now, when I woke up 1 o'clock in the middle of the night, I used to wake up. That's my nature. Whether anybody make movement, I will know. I used to wake up to go around, check the wife, check the boys, check the girls before I go back to my bed. When I woke up 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock a.m., I remember that I told her to charge her phone. I went to her, I said, girl, do you charge your phone? She said, yes, I charge it. I said, yeah, go to Google. She said, it's 2%. I was annoyed, 2%? What happened? She said, you know. I said, don't tell me you know. I don't know. Tell me what you know. You mean 2%? I wasn't happy with her. I just went to my bed. I slept off. Meanwhile, also, let me say that. I don't know Blessed is the wife, they know that there's anointing, that special anointing God has given to me. Even Star of Captain. Once they are feeling somehow, they'll be looking for where I am. I look around, my wife just came and say, "Where did you come find here this night?" He say, "I feel like sleeping here." "Where did they pursue you?" He said, "No, I just feel like sleeping here." I said, "Okay, you can sleep." So, as I went to my room, as I lie down, somebody opened the door. I said, "Who opened that door at this time of the day?" As I was about to open the door, on my printer table, I saw my senior girl answer. I said, "What? What kind of relationship? What thing pushed this girl to drop her phone at this time of the day?" I wanted to go back. Somebody said, "Go further." Brethren, as I was going, I checked their toilet. Lying down on the toilet, no more life. Life don't go. Yeah. God works in the mysterious way. His wonders to perform. What can devil do more than that? Can devil do more than that? Can devil do more than that? So why are you afraid? Brother Brown said we have three principal power. The power of the devil, the power of faith, and the power of God. He said, "Let me tell you," he said, "Satan will first and foremost start displaying his power." And Brother Brown said, "The devil has the power to key." I should go for that? I learned to lean to our heart when I was young. My mother used to tell us that our grandfather, if you want to travel, he doesn't travel with cars or bus or whatever. If you are going to Abuja, you say, "Follow me." Before you reach there, you don't let you read them. So as we are talking, my brother in the faith also, Brother Peter, he said, "Now that one you know." He said, "Addition to what you know, our grandfather, if he's walking with you, if rain they fall, rain will they beat you, you know they touch him." What are we trying to tell you? The doctor said there's power. He said, "It's unfortunate that our papa not get power. He's just like a lame man." I said, "What happened now?" He said, "Because my father was 3 months old when his father died." So he become like a no layman. He said, "But his senior brother," he said, "that one, if they sack him for work, he will tell you go back." He said, "When you go back, when they reach there, the person that sack him will change his mind." I said, "Sorry. We are not praising them. I'm trying to tell you there's power. That's what I'm trying to tell you." So you tell her, "Sorry, I make mistake." You go clean chair for you to sit down. Now, here is lying down dead. I laugh. I say, "Okay, this one may be the reason I changed my thought. Thank God I was at home." But nothing will wake my wife up. And I also tell you, it's not because I was at home. I will tell you how God was. I mean, it was in a mysterious way. It's wonder to perform. You are not the one keeping yourself. I will soon be done. We will continue next time. You are not the one keeping yourself. He said, "Because I took paracetamol, that's why I'm okay." You are not because you took paracetamol. Paracetamol is not a medicine. It doesn't. Rabbi said, "The doctor, medical doctor, they don't cure, they don't heal. They only assist." He said, God that heals. Yeah. Brother Brown also told us that even the people that go to native doctor, he said, they don't go to native doctor, the native doctor has power to heal them. He said, they think that they are approaching God through what native word doctors. Yeah, is she there? It's okay. I pack her up. Take her to the big chair. I call her name. I say, "God, devil, we missed road." You miss? I slap him. When he woke up, he said, "You slap me," I said, "I slap you." He not respond. So I said, I hit her heart. He jump up. I let her settle down first. Say, "Go and call me that nurse." That one came, he gave her injection. I wasn't moved. Because who beat any animal when the king of the jungle is around? If the God I'm serving cannot help the situation, see my neighbor that will help the situation? Why should I be shaking? Let me go for that. It's good for our slate to be always be clean every time. So that when you want to call upon the name of the Lord, something will not condemn your heart. All these things work together. It's not a magic. Just follow the principles of the word. You will see results. Hallelujah. Amen. I didn't call anybody. I was not shouting. I was attending to the situation right here. While others were busy sleeping. Is that when they look at me? Now God, you go look. I'm telling you tonight that the God of Malachi we are serving, it was in a mysterious way, is wonder to perform. Yeah. Let me tell you tonight, even when you have a contract that you wanted to sign, they have signed it already. I'm telling you. You are looking for a job, you have received it already. You will come and testify. Then after that, when everything was under control, the wife came up, everybody come and say, "Guy, what happened? That you came to my door, you open my door, you drop your set." He said, "Dad, you call me. Me, I call you." He said, "Yes." He said, "I'll not call you." So now that responded. When I never called her, she thought that I called her. That was the reason she opened the door. Wanted to respond. She could not go further and drop her phone. Something pushed her there and it fell and died. If I will use that language. It was that response that he responded that pushes or makes her to open that door. And it was that door that she opened that woke me up. So why are you afraid? How many years in the message? Oh, I was one. Oh, let me respond. No, am I the one that asked her to respond? You see the God you are serving? She answered her name. Okay, now daddy called me. She entered. He opened the door, dropped her set, thinking that I called her. Me, I not call her. I was sleeping. Now, I asked my wife, "You were beside me. Do I call anybody?" He said, "Oh, you not call anybody. Children, do you?" He said, "Daddy, you will not hear any voice. Everyone is so silent." He said, but you called me. I said, "I'll not call you." No, don't pity. Just see, put yourself in the picture. Just put your situation in that same picture. That God is mindful of you. That God is mindful of his church. Put yourself in that picture. Now you think that you have been forgotten of God. God has not forgotten you. Brother, there's nothing out of kilter. Do you see the relationship? If she has not responded to a call that which I have never called her, how will I know that somebody is in the toilet? Who has given us life? Do you see the God of Malachi we are serving? Do you see why our minds, our hearts, everything should be at peace? Do you see why we should not take thought of tomorrow, that tomorrow we take thought of himself? Yeah. Do you see why we should not cause ourselves unnecessary headache? Yeah. Who give a call? I never give her a call. But something called her. And she responded. That's the relationship. I said, "God, you knows better than I do." I said, "That means you actually ordained it to go this way. Now, let's take it the other side again. What if it was that same week that we travel for the burial? Because she was the one who took care of the house with the children. He stayed at home with his brothers and sisters. Do you see how God arranged things? Do you see that you and I should never force our God into our own will? But should force ourselves into God's own will? I hope you are seeing God tonight. I hope you are seeing that coming here is never in vain. I hope you see that this thing that we are carrying is never in vain. These are the things that before the unbeliever outside there, you will hear they have gone. But many times you and I walk over these things. You are thinking because of your carefulness, you are never careful. It was God that was caring for you. Don't tell me, Bramwell, because I was so educated, I was so smart, because I read my social book, that was why. Never forget about your book. Now somebody teach you that book. Hallelujah. We are talking of what the Spirit of the Lord is working in the midst of these people at this end of the days that we are living in. That's why I love this quote. You go send a messenger with a message. You come with mercy. But you turn it down, you turn down mercy. But judgment takes place. Do you see God? If I have traveled on Thursday, nothing will wake up the wife. Because I know her condition also. The Bible said the footsteps of a righteous other man is order of the Lord. I should step further. Even that Friday that I was scared of, that I may run late. Stay up. When you left home 5 o'clock, you get office when? Because I called your husband about you. He said 10 o'clock, you are still in that hold-up. But Felicia told me that he checked. But when I came out, I was on the bus or something. He said, don't go the way of Lagos. Go the way of Sagamu. And when I faced Sagamu, this Siana 205, like former brother George owned, passed by. I said, oh, maybe this car is going to Benin. I wish I could stop this car. I couldn't stop this thing because the damn phone, the way the man was driving. I said, well, person in water, we go drink. You know, go pass and by. That was the way the thought came to me. I relaxed my mind. I allowed my driver to drive the way it feel like driving. As God will have it, when I got to Sagamu, I made that same car parking passenger. It packed. And the way he was arranging passenger, because he was not parking SS, because no car, nothing on the express. All of the stock up is over there in Lagos. So he feel like I'm not the king of the road. Anything I talk now, I go obey. So instead of 3-3, he make him 4-4. So people are now happy. I say, well, this time around, I have no choice. Amen? I just have to join the man. Right from that spot down to Benin, no vehicle. You see how God does things? You see how God was? Church, I bear, let us relax. That's why Brabant said, we are called to war, to rest. Mothers, we are called to rest. Fathers, we are called to rest. Nothing out of cater. If God have ordained you to have plenty of children, 20, 40, let me tell you, there's no time limit. Now you go tell God, say, you don't do. Say, God, you don't do. What you told me? Now you go tell God, say, what? You don't do. I know what I'm talking about. My elder sister married very late. That when she's climbing staircase, you'll be seeing her ribs. They think so much overwhelm her that you can count her ribs when she's walking. My mother will look at her and say, this one will feel born. He got to a point, she was even telling God, I beg you to. He married late, but our first, second born, as I'm speaking now, tonight, is in Ekpoma studying medicine. Nobody can hinder you. Don't think that people, let me tell you, if the devil ever lay in your heart that a brother here is that is surrounding you, you will need deliverance. Yes. I mean what? You need what? Deliverance. Yes. We are brethren. Yes. God works in a mysterious way. Yes, it's wonder the world to perform. Yes. And we'll have a meeting over there. Hallelujah. Time will follow us tonight. Listen again to another testimony. Amen. Amen. Amen? Yes. Amen? Amen? You love the Lord? Yes. Oh, Church of the Most High God, relax your mind. Now, the meeting I had over there, that's last weekend, it's supposed to be the day we went for the burial. Knowing the situation of the road, I said, I'm going to leave early so that I can get to Ilaro very early. Unfortunately, as we're having family altar, you know, sometimes when you are having fellowship with one another, you won't know that you have spent time. I was reading the quote, saying many things the prophet said before I noticed it, every door open. Ah, say, alas, I don't late. While I don't come, how will I meet up? And a large road na no go area. Say, well, God will take control. Something told me, said, call the pastor that he should take over the Sunday school, because the pastor always like us to take Sunday school along. That I'll meet them in main service. Or something also said, tell him to worship the time. I said, no. What would be. I bought the bike, ran from my way down to Papa. When I get to Papa Junction, a car already filled up. So God, that means I have to wait for another one. And before this one I get filled up, this is about 15 minutes to 9. How will I meet up? And the last man or last woman wanted to enter. I don't know what did the man tell him. He tell others, he said, I hear 300 naira. The woman verse. Vestation is not of this, it's not of God. But anyhow, he verse though. Anyhow, he verse though, he favor me. Yeah, I condemn it. I say, well, getting angry is not the, never the spirit of the Lord. But anyhow, you do one more. This one, I'm for my own good. Anyhow. She got angry. I'm not going to get drop my load. I say, I just waited patiently. So it don't look like I'm the one that is wishing her away. Immediately, he just stepped aside. I said, God, a lot of, how much? Say 200. I slowly enter. So I don't look like I'm. That's how I get the lorry. Exactly to the dot. I say, God, you are wonder to perform. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. This is how we are. It's a wonderful God, though. Yeah. That's your mind. Amen. Let's close with this. In time to come, we'll continue the remaining one. Now listen. After all over, they will look back and we'll praise him for his, because he knew us. We don't know. We just act obedient to his word and to his testing. He never did testing us unless we have need of it. And sometimes we might think that we wasn't guilty, but he knows. Maybe we were not, but he knows just how to do it. It's to make it all work good. And what a beautiful thing it is, just to lay your life in his hand and say, Lord, here am I. Just use me. Just use me now. Lead me. Guide me. Direct me in the way that would be pleasing unto thee. And then don't murmur. No matter what the path is, stay with it. Anyhow, God will work it all right. The footsteps of a righteous is ordered by the Lord. And that scripture is true. Can you give all him 85? I'll close with that. I'm not going for it again. This golden nugget is enough for us for tonight. Can you give us 85? Let's read. I love that hymn. Yes. Is it there? Our God is wonder to perform. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, Church of the Most High God, tonight, we are a solution carrier. There's a quote I love so much. The end time message will meet the end time condition. Yes, now, the sounds have been watched in the footprints of the stranger on the Galilee shores. The voice that seduced the Rubilo will be heard in Judea no more. Amen. But the path of the low Galilean, yes, with joy we will follow today. Yes. Follow him with joy. Yes. Don't follow with sadness. And the toils of the road will be seem nothing when we get to the end of the way. And the toils of the road will be seem nothing when we get to the ends of the way. Hallelujah. Take it up. Amen. There are many hills to climb upward. I am longing for rest. But he who has appointed my pathways knows just what is needful and best. I know in his word he has promised that my strength, it shall be as what? As my day. Hallelujah. The next one again, but the next one. The next one. He loves me too well to what? Do you see him? Can you put yourself in the picture there? That God loves you too well to forsake you. Hallelujah. Or give me one trial too much. All his people having one daily purchase. Satan, actually Satan, can never claim anybody. Hallelujah. Satan can't claim anyone. He can't give you poverty. He can't give you sickness. Even when he comes from your sickness, our God is here to raise a standard for us. In fact, our God has set a standard. And he has raised a standard. Satan can never claim such. By and by, we shall see him and praise him in the city of our early day. Give me the last one. When the last footsteps have been taken, and the gates of that city appear, and the beautiful sounds of the angels floating out on my listening ears, when all that seems not so mysterious will be clear and bright as the day. Then the toys of the road will be seen nothing when we get to the end of it. Can you commit yourself to him tonight? Can you say, God, here am I tonight? that you are wonder to perform. You watch in a mysterious way. God, do wonder in my life. God, do wonder in my life. That will come before the people and testify as I hand over to our pastor. God bless you, church. May you come and gladden our hearts.
Testimonies are his witnesses. You have heard the wonders of the Lord tonight. The good thing with testimony is that it can be contagious. It's no secret what God can do. If he did for one, he can do for others. Let our arms be wide open tonight, so that you can receive yours. Open your hearts, open your thoughts, and call upon him. He's still the same God. His word is dependable. He will make a way through the waters for you. Mountains and hills, he will part for you tonight. Let's open our mouths and our hearts before the throne of mercy tonight. Let's call on him, pray like never before. All his people have been dearly purchased. Satan can never claim such. We come under obedience tonight to apply the token. Thank you.